Today we're diving into a really exciting and slightly futuristic topic, Web3. Yep, the decentralized web, shaking things up, bringing with it some cool opportunities and a few hurdles for us indie African podcasters. So let's talk about what this means and how podcast hosting platforms can step up their game to help us out.
This is Into the Podverse, the Indie African edition. Here's your host, Tony Doe.
So Web3 is all about giving more control to the users. Think of it like this. You get to own your content fully and interact directly with your audience without the middleman. It's like going from renting a place to owning your own home, complete with the freedom to paint the walls any color you want. Imagine if your listeners could support you directly through tiny payments like tips, or even buy special tokens that unlock exclusive episodes. No more worrying about platforms taking down your content or changing the rules. You have full ownership, which is super empowering. Decentralized platforms can help your podcast reach listeners all over the world without being limited by traditional boundaries. We know that's already happening, but with Web3, it's much more exciting. NFTs aren't just for digital art. You could create special memberships or access passes that make your fans feel like VIPs. But we do have challenges. So let's face it. High-speed internet and cutting-edge tech can still be a luxury in some parts of Africa. And this can make getting into Web3 a bit tricky. Blockchain and NFTs can feel like learning a new language. It's not always easy to wrap your head around all these new terms and tech. Setting up in the Web3 space can come with some initial costs, from transaction fees to creating NFTs. It's like setting up a new studio, and you'll need some investment upfront. And then regulatory issues. Different countries have different rules about blockchain and cryptocurrencies, which can be a headache to navigate. So what can podcast hosting platforms do to help us out? Here are a few ideas. Educational resources. Provide easy-to-understand guides, webinars, and tutorials about blockchain, NFTs, and decentralized platforms. Think of it like a crash course in Web3. Affordable plans. Offer budget-friendly plans that cater specifically to African creators. Lower transaction fees or special bundles could make a big difference. Localized support. Have customer support that understands the unique challenges we face. This means multilingual support and solutions tailored to our specific needs. Infrastructure development. Work with local governments and tech companies to improve internet access and infrastructure. This would help more podcasters get online and stay connected. And then community building tools. Integrate features that help us build and engage with our community. Tools for tokenization, NFT creation, and direct listener interaction would be super helpful. Web3 is definitely opening up a whole new world for indie African podcasters. Sure, there are some bumps in the road, but the potential for innovation and growth is huge. With the right support from hosting platforms, we can navigate this new space and make the most of opportunities it brings.
That's a wrap for today's episode of the Indie African Podcaster Edition with Tony Doe. Keep pushing the boundaries of your podcasting journey and watch your audience grow. Subscribe and listen on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Good Pods, and everywhere else you get your podcasts. Catch you next time for more strategies and success stories.